Hey, this is Austin Jenks and Donald Jenkins talking about It's Collecting Dust.
I tell you what, I have a few questions that I try to ask everybody.
Yeah.
So answer or ask me whatever you want, but...
We actually came with a few prepared for you, too.
Well, hey, you know...
We might have to turn the mics off, but...
You know, when I put that out there, for those of y'all that are listening, when I ask these guys to come in, just so they aren't totally caught off guard, I go, hey, here's a few questions you can be thinking about.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I go, well, it might be kind of cool, and not that they really have any questions about me or for me, but... There'd be like this variable of like, all right, there's no rules. If you have a question to ask me, I have to answer. And it'll be like, I'm a little nervous now, but that was kind of the whole point. I'm like, there is no telling, but hey, I'm going to throw it out there. So
we Googled you before we came.
I won't talk about that. Let's not get into
the
that.
The history is not clear.
Yeah. And you can't believe everything's on the internet, right?
But it's on the internet.
It is on the internet. So. So here's the question for you, Austin. If you could have coffee with yourself, a conversation, right when you first started writing music, whether it was when you moved to Nashville or even before, what would you talk about or what would you tell yourself?
I would definitely tell myself to just don't worry about it. I know that that's a different perspective, maybe for some people, but for me, you know, I'm an overthinker, and I really dive into the really deep meaning of things in life, and how do I compare to everybody else around me, and what do I really want, and all that kind of stuff. You know, I spend a lot of time every day thinking about that stuff, and I think I would just tell myself to not worry about it, and to just really enjoy the time and people that I have around me, because there was definitely times in my life where all I wanted was to like get a pub deal or be doing music full time or be on tour or whatever, and I missed a lot of the, you know, crazy stuff in between that I didn't think I wanted to be doing, you know, like working in that warehouse. You know, there was a lot of things that I really hated about it. But there's a lot of things, too. I look back and I'm like, man, that was the funniest thing ever. Or that was so much fun, you know. I think I would just tell myself, just don't sweat it. Like, just enjoy it.
That's a great point. And I think that's something we all probably need to hear, regardless if it's music or not, is, like, enjoy the now. And it's getting tougher, right? I mean, I think every generation's probably said this. But, like, in all seriousness, like, we have the tendency to look at everybody else and what they have.
Yeah.
Especially with social media, right? And so it's hard to go, God, I'm not there yet because look at what they have or what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's, you forget, wait, look at all the things you have and what you are doing. And so,
well, yeah, we're definitely in a time, man, where, like, not to preach or anything, but we know exactly where everybody is and what they're doing all the time.
Yeah.
And we know very little about who they actually are.
Oh, that's...
And we just, you know, we keep up with our friends through seeing what they're doing, but we don't actually emotionally connect with them because we don't talk to them. We just look on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And, I mean, I love all that stuff. It's a good tool, you know, but, yeah, there's just a lot.
And we're really seeing their highlight film, somebody said the other day.
Yeah,
good way to put it.
Yeah, their highlight film that's probably edited somehow, some way.
If I could add to your comment, you know, for those that don't know me, and Austin is one of the first friends I had when I moved here 4.5 years ago. And so we've kind of been through the highs and lows of like each other's lives, and you know, ins and outs and relationships, and seeing each other go through the songwriting school, if you will, of co-writing. Yeah. And I remember when Austin started working at that warehouse, and I remember writing with him after he was a couple months in, and it was interesting to see the place that he was writing from before he started working there and the place he started writing from as he was working there.
Yep.
And he never took it for granted at all, but you could tell that songwriting meant something different to him even a few months in. You know, it was more of a valued thing too.
Yeah.
If, I mean, correct
yeah, it wasn't just something that fell down from the sky.
Right.
It became something that I really worked at.
Yeah.
You know.
For those of y'all that can't see us, which would be all of you, that was Kel Dodds talking. They're like, who's that other guy?
So probably make an intro to the third voice in the room.
Yeah, no. Yeah, just wanted to make sure everybody knew who you were talking. So,
am I not supposed to be commenting?
No, we want you to, absolutely. But I the whole time I was in there going,
I'm just here to watch.
I was like, I know Kel, but I'm like, I don't think anybody knows right. That's who it is. So.
Kel actually has a thing. If you know, if you've written with him, you know that if the room gets awkward, he'll just say, hey, do you want me to leave?
That's actually true.
And then everybody starts sweating and they're like, what did we do?
One time someone actually said yes, so he didn't know it was a joke. So I think it was that guy that was here before. Was his name Corey?
Correct? Yeah, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
You ask go.
I passed him in the parking lot.
Oh, we just mean mugged each other.
Hey, well, I'm going to get some more specific questions about Kel because I know a lot about you. So be careful what you ask me. But,
that's scary.
I don't know, Austin, what about what's the best piece of advice someone else is giving you? I know we talked about what you would tell yourself, but what about someone else that helped you along?
Man, that is a really, really tough question. I think, you know, I try to learn from watching people. And honestly, like, and not to get just because he was here or anything, but Corey is somebody, mm-hmm. Corey Crowder is somebody that I look up to a lot. And not just as a writer, but just as a person. And when he had his number one party just a couple months ago or a month ago, mm-hmm. I just went up and told him that by watching the way that he interacts with people and how real he is and how down to earth he is and the fact that he never blows smoke, he's never trying to use anybody to get to some point in his career or anything. And I think that has been probably, as far as my career as a writer and as an artist, watching him has been the most impactful. Just because it's a real example of how to be a person in this town and be successful and how to treat people. I just aspire to be that way because, you know, we all have theories of how the world works and we watch Netflix and all these like movies about how you, better your career and your life you know, the game of life.
Yeah.
But I think Corey is somebody that wins the game of life on a daily basis. So
that's a big compliment. It is very true. Yeah.
Well, and you know, not only is that really good advice for us to hear, to like watch others, what I also heard in that is like that also means other people are watching us. And sometimes do our intentions, are they different than our actions? Yeah. And I think that is huge. Like, you can tell when somebody's real when, like, their intentions and their actions just match up. But there's a lot of people that have a lot of good intentions out there, but we don't really get judged or known by our intentions. I only know you by what I see you do.
Yeah, right? That's true, man.
You know, and so when you just said that, I said, wow, that's... I know those people too that in my life, and then I have to say, hey, wait a minute, who's watching me?
Yeah,
you know, not that I'm anything special, but you know, it's kind of the truth, and I think it makes you want to be more like that Corey Crowder, right?
Yeah, totally, man.
So that's awesome. It's great advice. All right, finish this sentence, Austin. If I really knew you, I would know.
I love Big Macs.
Big Macs?
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay.
It's the worst thing ever, man. I got, like, I was just thinking about it last night. I came home from the show, and, you know, everybody's, like, sitting at the bar, like, going to get a drink or whatever, and I honestly don't drink that much. I chew tobacco. It's not something I'm necessarily proud of, but it's something that I've done for a long time, picked up at a young age, but I love freaking McDonald's, dude.
Your life really just changed. I saw the other day, they are now selling bottles of the Big Mac sauce.
Shut up.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
Just changed your life. They don't actually... Yeah, I mean, you still have to make your own burger and stuff, but now you can go buy that. I don't want to give the secret away. I've always just called it Thousand Island, but apparently it's Big Mac sauce.
You're more the fan than he is.
It's Mac sauce, dude.
It's Mac.
Yeah.
Well, Big Mac. Hey, I love McDonald's too. Don't get me wrong. And their fries are to die for. But good gosh, I did not expect that. Hey, if I really knew you, I would know. Well, you love Big Macs. That's
true, awesome, man.
Well, I kind of want, just because I want to hear another song, but I don't know if you have another one prepared or if there's one you can play for me that, well, that maybe we already know. How's that? What do you think? I kind of want to ask Kale what he should play. What's your favorite, Austin?
Man, that's a tough question.
I would do Wild and Reckless.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That was one of the first songs that we actually wrote, and his rendition is the real rendition.
No way. Great. Tell me the story on that one.
We wrote, me and Kale, a guy named Matt Alderman. If you don't know him, just check him out.
Yeah, Matt's great. Matt's great.
But, yeah, I remember telling Matt, like, hey, man, just know when Kale comes in here, it's going to be different than any other writing situation.
I don't know the story. This because, is scary.
Well, a lot of people sit down on a couch and pick up a guitar, and, you know, you kind of lay back. You're tired. It's, yeah. Even though it's 11 o'clock in the morning, you just woke up.
And whoa. This is the world of you musicians, by the way. It's like, Kale literally texts me the other day. He goes, so I was like, hey, I'm going to do this anywhere between 9:30 and 1:30, and yeah. And so he literally texts back. He goes, I'm sorry, but do you mean AM or PM? And it was serious because, like, there's not.
You never know.
Y'all don't have a schedule.
Dude, I go to bed at 3 o'clock every night in the morning. And like, it doesn't matter.
I'm closer to waking up at that time than he is to going to bed.
Everybody has a different schedule. My wife, you know, wakes up at, like, 4 or 5 to go to work, and I'm just going to
bed. You're going to bed. Wow.
But it's just because I had a good 6 months where that was what I did, and I just decided to never change it back. You know, it'll probably change at some point.
Yeah. Tom just walked through the door. Hey, so, but all right, yeah. Tell me a story about Wild and Reckless and then Play It For Us.
Yeah, Kale came in and had his guitar strap on like he was on stage, you know, but we're writing in my living room, and he just starts stomping on the ground and like, this is how it's gonna go. And like, the whole energy of the room is completely different when you write with Kale Dawes, because you it's not just like, hey, let's sing a song. It's like, all right, here we go, we're changing the world. And it's freaking awesome. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. It's true though.
Thank you. I think
not very many people are like that, dude.
Thank you.
But yeah, the song's called Wild and Reckless, and when I play it on stage, I always say that there's a lot of songs about growing up in a small town, and this one is mine. That's all I really
say. It's a great intro.
Yeah. I love it. We got sunshine on a stretch of highway, where the long nights turn into days, and all you worry get gone and fade away. 10 feet high rope swinging on a riverbank. Gonna stay for a while, there's nothing left in the tank. The old muddy water rolling over our feet in the sand. Oh, 1, 2, 3, baby, take a mind. We're diving in. Take me back to the wild and reckless. The summer sun ain't never gonna set you feeling. It's what you wanted. It's what you wanted. Take me back to the golden glory. Keep on living our American story. It's what you wanted. It's what you wanted. Wild and reckless. We had it all back when we had nothing. If time is money, we were living like rich men. Taking it easy, yeah, living in the fast lane. You want it, it's what you want it. Take me back to the gold. turn into days, and all you were is get gone.
Like, we need to call an invitation right now.
I want to go down front and kneel at the altar.
That's just something you water, dude.
Dude, just do what you need
to. I've been singing this whole time with a dip in.
That was unreal.
That ain't right.
Well,
unbelievable.
Every time, I mean, this is just getting this whole venture started, but I feel like I'm proving my point.
Yeah.
If this does nothing but just prove that it's frustrating, like all this stuff that I hear, I'm like, people got to hear this.
Yeah.
They got to.
110.
So.
Well, you know, people ask questions all the time, like at shows, like, so how's it going? How do you respond to that, man? I mean, that's what's so great about like a podcast, man, and what you're trying to do, what you're doing is like, this is a chance for us to say, man, this is how we're doing and this is what's going on. I mean, it's not easy. It's not the hardest thing in the world either. It's just, it's a thing that people do. And unfortunately, all that people get to see on it is like, you know, TV shows and then your little bits and snapshots and stuff online. But really getting to the core of how it is really important, I think.
Well, I appreciate you coming and do it again sometime.
Heck yeah, man.
Awesome.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.